Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Looking back on 2016 is amazing to see all of the different issues, both in court and out of the courtroom, that Liberty Counsel was involved in. This is a time to reflect on 2016. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. In our end of the year Liberator, we every year have, for many years, outlined the cases that we've been involved in and the issues we've been involved in through the previous year. And so we're looking back on 2016, and this is just a sample. There's no way we could put everything into a document because it'd be too big. But even this is an eight-page Liberator going over some of these issues, and we have this one section, religious freedom. One of the cases that we have been involved in, still are involved in, is a federal lawsuit filed on behalf of Justice Tom Parker, an associate justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, challenging the constitutionality of several speech-restrictive Alabama judicial canons of ethics and the Alabama Constitution that requires automatic removal of any judge as soon as they are charged by the out-of-control, politically motivated Judicial Inquiry Commission. That case is now pending before a federal court of appeals, and as you know, he serves on the Alabama Supreme Court along with Chief Justice Roy Moore. The Southern Poverty Law Center wanted to get rid of the Chief Justice. Then they went after Tom Parker. We have taken a preemptive lawsuit, Matt, against these issues on behalf of the Associate Justice Tom Parker to put a stop to this judicial cleansing, if you will.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it. It's totally corrupt. It's corruption run amok in the state of Alabama, judicial corruption, and it needs to be reined in. And even the legislature and the Republican Party there in Alabama is moving to do that, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And they want to actually abolish the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, and the Court of the Judiciary, and allow the legislature to impeach, if they want to, a judge that's out of line. That's what most states do. They don't have this star chamber kind of process that Alabama has. And frankly, this system is really prone to abuse, and we've seen the abuse in the Chief Justice's case. Also, in another state in North Carolina, we've been involved in there for a couple of years. In 2015, we filed a lawsuit after the same-sex marriage issue came to that state. We filed a lawsuit on behalf of the magistrates. And ultimately, as a result, the legislature passed a religious freedom accommodation. The governor vetoed it. He's the same governor who just recently lost the recount. He's the same governor who stood up against the LGBT agenda, but in 2015, he didn't. He was on the other side, and so he vetoed it. The legislature got together, overrode his veto. Thus, the religious accommodation law was in effect. We withdrew our lawsuit, but guess what? The plaintiffs didn't like that, so they came back and sued SB2, which was the law that gave the religious freedom accommodation for the magistrates. Those are the people in North Carolina that issue marriage licenses. We went back to court, represented Magistrate Brenda Baumgartner to intervene in this lawsuit to defend. And the good news is the judge ultimately dismissed the lawsuit by the plaintiffs, and they have now appealed this case. So the religious freedom law is still in effect, and we're going to still stand with these magistrates to make sure that their conscience rights are protected.
You know, a similar case in Ohio. So this is really becoming prevalent in these different states, but we are here to help support them and to be a part of counseling them in those matters.
And in Mississippi, we supported Governor Phil Bryant, who signed the Religious Liberty Accommodations Act, which also protects natural persons, pastors, and closely held corporations from discrimination by the state or state agencies due to sincerely held convictions or beliefs, particularly regarding the same-sex issue.
And provided testimony, Matt, Liberty Counsel did, in the Pennsylvania Senate Labor and Industry Committee hearing regarding SB 1306, which is a bill that would force religious organizations to hire and retain employees regardless of their adherence to the organization's beliefs on sexuality. So that's that bill is effectively a license to discriminate against Christians in the workplace, and this is an opportunity to stand for religious liberty once more.
Yeah, that was our director of public policy in D.C. office.
Jonathan Alexander.
He's doing a fantastic job, by the way.
Yes. I also supported the passage of the Florida Pastor Protection Act that protects pastors and churches from performing same-sex weddings. I spoke on the Tallahassee Capitol at the time that it was actually being debated, and it was ultimately passed and eventually signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. So these are multiple cases: North Carolina, Mississippi,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania, Florida, all of these main areas. Of course, Kentucky, we already talked about that on a previous Faith and Freedom on behalf of Kim Davis. So that's another state. Many of these states successfully bringing in or litigating, defending people's right of conscience on this issue.
And I just want to make a neat kind of an observation here. Many of these states, I don't know if this is just a coincidence. It sure doesn't seem to be to me, that have embraced these radical kind of LGBT policies and these anti-Christian, anti-religious liberty policies. You'll notice that these are states that flipped this time around, kind of the Rust Belt. You know, we're talking about Pennsylvania and Ohio, and in Florida and elsewhere, that these states went for Donald Trump. So I think the American people are rising up in defense of religious liberty and against this kind of radical sexual anarchy agenda, but most particularly against this anti-Christian agenda to silence people of faith.
Yeah, no question. And we also filed a brief at the United States Supreme Court, an amicus brief on behalf of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, CONELA, or CONEL, to end discrimination against churches in the case of Trinity Lutheran Church of Columbia versus Pauley. This is a case, interesting facts, but it's a case that also challenges the issue of the so-called Blaine Amendments. The Blaine Amendments are amendments that were originally brought into state constitutions because they were more anti-Catholic, parochial school. That's what their original motivation was, but they turned out to be a very strong discrimination tool against Christian churches and ministries in general. And we are challenging this case now, or that particular issue, is before the United States Supreme Court.
As well as we filed an amicus brief on behalf of the Little Sisters of the Poor, challenging that Obamacare requirement so they would not have to provide contraceptive and abortion-inducing drugs and devices to employees.
They want to override their right of conscience. It's both a sanctity of human life issue, but it's also a religious freedom issue. And we've been talking about the religious freedom issues on this segment of Faith and Freedom. But Little Sisters of the Poor has a sincerely held belief regarding their mission. They want to be able to help the disabled, the downtrodden, the people who are poor, those who are ill, those that are kicked to the curb. And the government, under the Obama administration, says you can do that so long as, at least you can do it for now, so long as you kill children, you participate in human genocide. So they're caught between carrying on their sincerely held mission, their deeply held religious convictions, or killing children. Well, they're not going to kill children. So we filed this case. We filed a brief on behalf of Little Sisters of the Poor at the United States Supreme Court. Of course, now I think with this new administration, as we move into 2017, this Obamacare will be history. We've been battling this since 2010. Liberty Counsel was the first private lawsuit ever to be filed against the Obamacare atrocity.
And 2016 has been the year of the attack on religious liberty.
And
the Obama administration and progressives in various positions of power around the country have been starting these little anti-Christian fires all over the place. And it is Liberty Counsel, in large part, that has been there to run from fire to fire and stomp them out.
And we've had the privilege to represent them pro bono. These people could not afford legal counsel, but we're there to be able to represent them.
Yeah, people like Kim Davis.
Right.
People like the 7-year-old Zavala and his mom and dad in California. People like Chief Justice Roy Moore. We have had thousands of hours on this case. Other people like Scott Lively. We've literally worked into the wee hours of the morning, day after day,
hundreds
preparing for these.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of work. He could not have afforded something like that. But it's because of your contributions and your support, obviously your prayers, because we know that this is a spiritual battle that we're involved in. But without your contributions, we couldn't do these things. So you can join with and become a partner with this ministry. I encourage you to give at the end of the year. Make your best gift at the end of the year as we conclude 2016 and prepare for 2017. You can go to lc.org to make an online contribution. You can also mail in your contribution. You can also give stocks or other property. You can give lots of ways. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org.